This is Molly Knight from ESPN the Magazine, and I'm here with Dwayne Carter, also known as Lil Wayne. We are here doing his second ever podcast for the website, and we've got a lot of reader questions, so let's get right to it.
We got a very important question from Jack. Okay, Weezy, I know you liked Florida weeks ago to win the national title. Do you still feel that way going up against the Sooners?
Yes, of course. Y'all have messed up with the boy Tim Tebow. Y'all have messed up with him because the guy, he has a chip on his shoulder the size of a Funyun. You don't understand. First of all, Mel Kiper Jr. said he's not going to be drafted as a quarterback in the NFL, and he's not going to be drafted in the first nor second round. That's horrible to think. When this guy was up for two Heisman, when this guy could stay for his senior year, which I think he very much should do, and mess everybody's head up, and then become the, and really come out next year as the first pick. I think he has so much on, like, he, and then a lot of people don't believe that they deserve to even be in this game. So, to me, it's like, they're the best. Not the best. I'm sorry. No, it is the best. To me, it's like, they're the best. Remember that year? The Bears, it wasn't last year, it was the year before last, the Bears went, they went to the Super Bowl, didn't they?
Yeah.
And then this year, or the year after that, everybody was just like, the quarterback, everybody was like, they just, like, they was the Buccaneers, like, they was the Lions. I was like, these guys won. Sort of like the Giants in the beginning of the season. In the beginning of the season, everybody was looking at the Giants like, what about Eli, like, these guys just won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? So that's why I think Tim Tebow and them at right now. Like, because all you know, when he get mad, I'm going to tell you, when he get mad, he going to do his us and ums. Oh, he's mad. When he going to, and I'm going to, and we're going to just, and we're going to, and we're going to, that's when he mad. When he get an you never see a team, and you'll never see a guy, and I was like, oh, he mad. I heard it. He called Mel Kiper Jr.'s show. Mel Kiper said Tim Tebow on his show. He's on his own radio show, like, yeah, Tim Tebow is not going to be drafted as an NFL quarterback. That man called the show and asked him, hi, this is Tim Tebow. Mel, I want to ask, why? Why do you feel I ain't going to be drafted as an NFL quarterback? I've been playing quarterback all my life. All I know is quarterback. He said, well, I think you a good running, so, and with the NFL and the Wildcat and your size, and man, I don't want to hear that. Man, that man got strategies, man. You got to be a born quarterback, man. Was Mel Kiper a quarterback? Okay.
And you were a big motivation guy, and because he didn't get the Heisman and Bradford did,
yeah.
That's another position that you're...
You know, I was very upset that Bradford got it because I don't think he deserved it. And just because I think he's raw. But I mean, meaning is, you know, plenty raw meaning is raw talent that hasn't been guided yet. It's Kobe Bryant, his first year in the league. You know, he was just... Cross Jordan up, but okay, then what? You know, like, it's just raw. He has to be got. Tim Tebow, come on, man. We could have saw history. It was a time to see history. It had never been, what, 30 years? So it was history for me. I'm 26. So, you know, I want to see it. You know, this guy went two Heismans. I still just didn't think Bradford deserved it. I actually think Michael Crabtree deserved to be in that three more than... You know, and then Graham Harrell, come on. So, like I said, but the boy, he's talented, but it's like if he goes to the league next year, meaning Bradford, if he goes to the league next year, he's going to be he's going to be a Matt Leinart. You know, he's going to be a Rodgers, Aaron Rodgers. What I mean, you got to see, he's going to be one of those quarterbacks that they actually sit out for years and actually preparing. Tim Tebow is that guy who gets in not the day the quarterback gets hurt, the day the quarterback goes three and outs in a row. Tim Tebow is the, you know what, bring Tim Tebow in now. And I'm talking about in the NFL.
All right, so we got to move on to baseball because your favorite player in the whole world hasn't signed yet. Manny Ramirez.
Manny Ramirez. And he crazy. Let me tell you how crazy. Look, they just showed up. Let me tell you how crazy. He just said that he may be signing to a 3-year contract with the Yankees. He made that report. Lies. Let it call Steinbrenner, Steinbrenner. Man, I ain't talked to that man, man. Man, lies, man. But yeah, Ramirez, you know, I'm his number one fan and number two fan, so. Do what you do, whatever you do, I'm with it. Just don't go with the blue. Please don't go with the blue. Whoa. Don't go with the blue. I already told you, if you go with the blue, I'm off the man train. I'm off the train. I am an anti-Yankee man.
And if he goes to the Yankees, you're going to pick the best song on the Carter 4 and record
it. It's going to be all about Manny Ramirez going to the Yankees, and you're going to do the chorus.
Rick in Springfield, Illinois wants to know if you think CC Sabathia's arm is going to fall off.
I just think CC made a bad move because it just, you know, it don't feel right. It didn't look right. It felt like when A-Rod went.
Okay.
You know, it just don't. You know, you see him and AJ Burnett smiling. It just didn't look right. It looked like I'm here for the money. I'm not even here to win. I'm not here to be competitive. It looks like it doesn't look like LeBron going to the Knicks. LeBron will go to the Knicks knowing I have a duty here. I have a task. I have pressure. I have something to prove. CeCe is going to a team where you're expecting to be automatically in a winning position, situation. That's what's their problem every year. They don't make the postseason. That be the problem because they were playing like they expected to make it instead of playing like they don't expect to make it. So, and I think he's just going to fall under that cliche. But he's going to throw some nice parties, though. Fan Club party, and I might attend a few of them and host a few. It's cool.
Have you talked? Have you ever met him or talked to him?
I've never met him, But he was trying to get at me recently. I think I heard through my people, but I think we were moving too fast.
He's a rather large man. You're going to say, tell him to his face that you think he made a bad move.
Yeah, I would tell him, yeah, I'm quite sure he wouldn't hit me or nothing. I'd be mad or something, but yeah, made a bad move.
Okay. Do you have any New Year's resolutions? Are you going to get some more games? What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to definitely go to more games because it is now established to my record company and to my people, my company, that I'm obviously involved in sports now, so I can actually tell my company, look, we wanted this week off to do this, and they're gonna understand it.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as resolutions, I made one last year, but I don't really try to follow them because, you know, you don't want to live your whole year trying to do something. You just say it December 31st. some shit you thought of at 11:45. Like noon, 15 minutes. My resolution is my resolution last year was to make $50 million. No, I haven't done. I didn't do it. So I guess that's what I'm saying. But my New Year's resolution for this year is to continue working on what last year.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So any shout outs you want to do before we sign out?
You know, this shout out. This time I want to shout out all the everybody at ESPN. I want to say thank you, Molly, and I want to thank them for actually giving me a chance to do this, because they could have said little who and little what, like no, but they actually gave me a chance. And obviously, I think they see how much I love it. So shout out to them, and shout out to the people I've been fans of, like Mike and Mike. I want these people to know that I'm fans of Mike and Mike. And shout out to every Mike that goes on the show that actually fills in for the Mikes. And, you know, shout out to my man Mike Smith, because he's from New Orleans. Shout out to my man Stan Barrett, because he's from New Orleans. Shout out to Jay Harris, because he had been rocking the same haircut forever. Shout out to Stuart Scott, because he wears some real cool clothes when he's not wearing the suits and stuff. Y'all got to peep him out. He think it's a little style. I'll be checking him out. Shout out to Mark Jackson, because he jumped on the team and he act like... Shout out to ESPN for making everybody who jump on the team automatically join, like, the great analyst. Like, I don't know how they do that. How do they... Everybody just jump on there. Like, you knew these guys, Stabby. You knew these guys when you saw these guys after games talk before. I just want to, like, oh my God, please don't ask him no more questions. Please, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, do not ask him another question, Wendiness. Like, like, Pam Oliver, if you ask him one more question, Pam, please leave him alone. Like, but they get on ESPN and they be, you know, like, one guy, though, Emmitt Smith, I gotta say, I saw his, shout out Emmitt. When he first got on, I used to tell everybody, like, man, they gonna kick Emmitt off the man. Like, Emmitt talking like he in the barbershop, man. If you not watching TV, one time I had the game on, I'm doing stuff, but I keep it loud so I can hear. Man, Emmitt, you swear to God, you on the corner, man. Emmitt, boy, you saw that boy hit that boy right there, boy, ran that thing up in there like that. There. Boy, them boys ain't blocking. Oh, that's pitiful. That's pitiful there. I'm like, man, the people gonna kick Emmitt off them, man. What is wrong with Emmitt? A week later, that boy started wearing scarves, hers, gloves, long black jackets, the ones that Kirk Herbstreit wear. Huh? That's not ESPN. It's cool. He's not a sports fan. You ever saw that commercial when they'd be like, if you watch Sports is Shot in HD, so if you watch it, it'd be like, yeah, but I don't like when the chicken go crazy and play. Yeah. But,
But you were, speaking of commercials, you're in the LeBron commercial, obviously.
Yeah.
So tell the people something they don't know about LeBron. Something that you know from being a co-star with him that they don't know.
What I know about LeBron is that he's like Jordan and Kobe. You know what I mean by that. You know how everybody know that they're competitive in everything and easy to say great and almost everything they do. Well, regardless of what it is, they're going to try. You're going to see, even if they're not great, you see the striving to be great in it. LeBron is that. I don't know if people saw that because he's so more laid back than all those two guys I just named. You see that in their demeanor. You know, when Kobe's walking with his little Walmart sweaters on, you still know that when he got his daughter in his hand, it looked like he just want to throw her down and dunk on her. So, but you know, you see LeBron, he's, you know, but I want people to know that now the dude is really, he's a go-getter. I hosted his party, his 21st birthday party, I think, and literally he had the second mic, and he hype man. What a hype man is to everybody out there is the guy that says he stays on the mic, he stays on stage with you, and he hypes the crowd up, and he helps you throughout your song. So meaning he catches your every last line or something like that. LeBron was my hype man the whole show. From the first song to the last song. At that time, my show was a good 50 to 45 minutes. And he had on the full suit. Only thing he took off was the blazer. And I remember looking at him like, God damn, he's sweating. But he had a lot of fun that day.
Like Patrick Ewing's sweat?
Yeah, he was sweating profusely. And his mom, shout out to his mom, she was behind me. She's a G. She was behind me. She snatched me up like, boy, you like Tupac, boy. I'm like, God. Like, I'm loving that boy. Like, man, she just snatched me up like, boy. That was she said, you remind me of? You remind me of that mother. Tupac, my God. Okay. Miss James.
Is she a tall lady?
No, she's my height. So when she grabbed me, I'm like, who in the hell? Like, yeah, she's about my height.
Would you have LeBron on stage? Are you going through Cleveland in the store? Would you have him on stage as your height man?
I don't never know my schedule. Do we go to Cleveland?
No.
He obviously don't either. Would I have him on stage?
Would you have an NBA player?
Yeah. Yeah. I always usually when we go to and I have a friend, like if I give somebody a pack, I bring them out, let them know they're with us. Yeah.
Okay.
Did you see the show?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, cool. Oh, hold on. Let me finish up my shouts because I ain't gonna miss nothing. Shout out to Michael Wilbon, Tony Kornheiser, Goodnight Canada. I do a penguin dance too. Shout out to Linda Cohen because she been there forever. Shout out to Jamel Harris for changing her hair too. Okay. I like that. Changed the hair up. Now she be looking like, you know, she's looking a little. Okay, now, see you. You know, shout out to my dude Skip. So I'll just get, did you know I was going on?
They were going what? On the...
January 6th, I go on first take.
Oh my gosh.
To debate
Kenny,
with Skip.
Kenny wants you on a show too. Kenny Mayne.
Kenny
Mayne,
Main Street. Oh, I told
you,
you when I met him at...
Yeah,
church.
You did.
Yeah.
He was... he filmed... We should talk about getting you...
Yeah, you mean the Main Street thing.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. I watch it. It's on the internet. I love it. I was going to say, yeah, I go on first intake, and I heard that it was at Skip's request for me to be on there, that Skip is a big fan of mine, and yeah, and shout out to ESPN for when I said that they changed their lingo up to, shout out to them, because yesterday we were watching it, and they said, they were talking about LeBron and Carmelo liking Barry Manilow, and they was like, before they went into, you know, a little segue, they was like, when we get back, find out who LeBron and Carmelo is banging in their iPod, and it's not Lil Wayne.
Oh.
Yeah. Shut up for them.
No,
like that.
Gonna,
like that.
You
know what I'm saying? You ain't have to use nobody else. They were like, it's not Jay-Z. So,
no,
it's cool. I like that.
I think he replaced Jay-Z as a de facto popular artist amongst athletes. That's something to be, that's
my role model, so. That's my role model, so I'm trying to play his role.
I was wondering, are you, this is totally unrelated to sports, but are you considering, you know, eventually taking on sort of a, like, what Jay-Z has done and becoming a...
I tried, when the Hornets first came to New Orleans, because I knew they'd be cheap, but I didn't pursue it, I didn't go through with it, but I'm going to actually, I know my credibility is going to be a lot more better in a couple more years, of course, with this. And everybody around me know that at 35 I plan on retiring from the music business and pursuing the sports business. Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to get into, though, so that's why I said it doesn't matter. I'm kind of go with the flow, whatever draws me into it.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't tell you that.
What?
The tattoo.
I gotta see it.
I started doing, since I told you, I started doing tattoos. My tattoo artist taught me how to tattoo. Mm-hmm. And what I do is, I do this one tattoo. And that's what he's, that's my artist right there. He's actually sitting here waiting for him to get tattooed. Yeah.
You're going to tattoo him.
Yeah, I've tattooed people already. I tattooed my girl and I tattooed my tattoo artist. But I only do this one tattoo, and it's these three dots.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The three dots, they stand for another meaning, multiple meanings. For me, I made it my own meaning. I made it stand for laugh, think, cry. And what it is if you get the tattoo by me, I'm charging you $1 a dot. So it means it's a $3 tattoo. And every dollar, of course, goes to the Jimmy V Foundation. And the three things they're supposed to represent, laugh, think, cry. And if you look at it, it forms a V, whichever way you want it to go.
And the tattoo is on your...
Right there. It's on my left side of my face. I tattooed it on my girl's hand. I tattooed it on my tattoo artist's fingers. And where you about to get it today? And he's getting it on his face. And that's for my man Jimmy V. Shout out Dickie V.
So sign out.
Fix out. Sign out. I'm signing out. We're in LA. And yeah, I'm gone. Laugh and cry.